Hey everybody, welcome to March 1st with Pray Today. Hopefully you have been growing in your prayer life and hopefully beyond what you're hearing on these Pray Today challenges. I try to remind myself to pray. I find myself praying more throughout the day than I probably ever have done before, and it's because of that word that we talk about so often, intentionality. And when we're intentional, it makes a huge difference. Now, some of you know a little bit about my family, some of you know nothing about my family, but I had the blessing of having two of the most incredible people in my life, in my extended family, and those were both of my grandmothers. My grams, I call her, died when I was a sophomore in college and after a short bout with cancer, and she was the one that led me to Christ, meant the world to me. She was my spiritual rock as a child, led me to Christ, and modeled what it looks like to be gentle, to be meek, and to be humble, and to love Jesus with all your heart. That's my mom's mom, my dad's mom. Her nickname in my family is Mimi. So Grams and Mimi, and Mimi just recently passed away, and I had the opportunity to do her funeral. And my Mimi was an evangelist, not a trained evangelist, not a theologian. I want to read for you today out of 1 Corinthians. This is Paul writing a letter to the people in the church of Corinth. And in the second chapter, this reminded me of my Mimi and her approach to evangelism, that scary word that scares a lot of Christians. You need to share your faith. Listen to this. Paul says this, "And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." You know, I think people so often disqualify themselves from sharing about Christ because they feel ill-equipped. They feel not smart enough. They feel like they don't know enough. And let me just admit to you that oftentimes I don't feel equipped. I don't know if many people ever fully feel equipped. And I think part of that is to keep me humble. I don't know it all. I don't know the answer to all the theological questions. My Mimi didn't know the answer to a lot of theological questions, but what she did know was Jesus Christ and Him crucified. She knew what Jesus's death and resurrection meant and means for all of us. And just as Paul said, my message and my preaching weren't with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. He's talking about the Holy Spirit here. And I just want to encourage you today by reminding you that God wants every single person who is a follower of Jesus Christ to share His goodness. And we should not use as a crutch, "I don't know enough." One, we should be constantly growing. We should be constantly looking into why we believe what we believe, theology, and some of those tough questions. But also we have to understand that it is not our power that we have to rely on. Because if it's my own IQ or my own knowledge, I'm going to fail and it's not going to glorify God. So as we pray today, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, as we pray today, I want to ask that you open your heart to people that God might want you to reach out to and to minister to. Father, thank you that you have given me just what I need, and you've given my friends exactly what they need. And Lord, that's a heart for you. And we know that you promise us that you will give us the words and that, Father, we don't have to fear. Even Paul went in with fear and trembling to your people to talk to them about you. But Lord, I think so many times we are hurt by not sharing what we do know. The most important thing is knowing, Jesus, why you died on the cross. Knowing that you died on the cross. Knowing that you rose from the dead. That you took the sin of the world. Anyone who would accept you. That you have salvation for them. Lord, may we live our lives in such a way that people don't have any question of who we live for. But may we today, if we haven't already, begin that process of asking you for boldness. God, put people, put circumstances in front of me. I understand they'll be scary. But Jesus, I'm glad you didn't get so scared you turned your back and ran away when they came to arrest you. We know you had the power to do that. God, would you just use us in whatever way you see fit? But Lord, we know we have to be willing. So today, Lord, would you begin that process of putting people in our paths? And whether that's an encouraging word, us telling them that we'll pray for them, or even us praying with them, us encouraging them, us sharing a scripture that touches our heart. Whatever it is, Lord, here we are. Would you use us? Thank you, Lord, that you call every one of us, no matter how long we've been your child, how long we've been in the family, you call us worthy. Thank you for that, Lord, that you've disqualified none of us. You called us, and you called us worthy. And for that, today we give you thanks, even in the midst of fear and uncertainty when it comes to sharing your goodness. Remind us, it's not about us. It's about you and what you've done for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.